أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. This ayah number 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the discussion of Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it very clear that those who leveled allegations on any chaste woman, particularly Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and thereafter they did not make tawbah, and they remained busy with the scandal, or even in their hearts and in their minds they had the doubts with regards to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these ayats saying that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is free from these allegations. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, lu'inu fi dunya wal akhirah, there will be those who will be cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter. In this concluding ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, the vile women are for vile men, or the unchaste women are for unchaste men. Wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat, and the unchaste men are for unchaste women. Wal-tayyibatu lil-tayyibin, wal-tayyibuna lil-tayyibat, and the chaste women are for chaste men, and the chaste men are for chaste women. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided both the genders into two categories. Either a person is vile, wicked, or a person is unchaste, or a person is the direct opposite, and that is a person that is chaste, looks after one's chastity. Now when we look at this ayat, we will first discuss the second part, so it becomes very easy for us to understand. The Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was in the nikah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's nikah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows us some very important aspects. One is the chastity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. That when we look at the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam prior to his nubuwat and even after his nubuwat, the fact that the kuffar tried to find fault with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they could not find a single fault in the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not even in the lineage of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. In every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, they could never ever find a fault. If perchance there was any possibility of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam wa na'udhu billah being unchaste, then obviously the kuffar would have spoken about it in trying to find fault with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So prior his nubuwat, after his nubuwat, they could not find that fault, so they could level any form of allegation against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That describes to us the purity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and above all, he was a Nabi of Allah. He was free from every major and minor sin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% pure, 100% chaste. So in the light of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is from amongst the tayyibin, from amongst the most purest of human beings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to be the spouse, to be the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the light of this ayat, then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also had to be chaste. She had to be 100% pure. Secondly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, مَا زَنَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ نَبِيٍّ قَطُّ, that never in the history of man did the wife of a Nabi commit any form of zina whatsoever. There may have been in the time of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, their wives may have not brought iman, their wives may have sided with the disbelievers, but insofar as zina is concerned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very clear with this, that the wife of a Nabi would have never committed zina. So hence, that gives the second reason why we will have to believe the chastity of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she is married to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She is married to the greatest Nabi, the greatest human, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was never possible in that aspect that when he was so tayyib and he was so pure and chaste, she could have even faulted in any aspect of her chastity whatsoever. And the fact that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the wife of any Nabi had never ever committed zina, that also gives us a very clear indication of the purity of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Coming back to the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is natural inclination of human beings that when one person is vile, when one person is unchaste, a female or a male, then the opposite gender are naturally attracted to such individuals. When on the other hand one is chaste, then obviously that they will be attracting those that are chaste towards them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the natural inclination of the human being. Thereafter Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ, that these are the people who are free from what mankind has said. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had totally freed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha from the allegation, and now there remains absolutely no speck of doubt with regards to them. Lahum maghfiratun wa rizqun kareem, and for them is pardon, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rizqun kareem, and a noble provision from Allah Rabbul Izzat, that when people speak ill about us, obviously one is elevated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person ajr, Allah grants that person reward, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that individual. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking in the most general sense that during the course of our lives, people will level allegations in different ways. We need to, at that time, exercise caution. We need not to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by becoming emotional, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all this very clear with regards to Siddiq Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.